good.
Tess Zion Elul, Monday the 16th of September, Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Tikias Shofar. That's topical.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to discuss a few different parts of Tikias Shofar. We'll finish the whole topic, it's a very large topic. First, I'm going to discuss whether one is allowed to eat before Tikias Shofar, whether one should make Kiddush before that. I'm going to discuss whether one can eat before Tikias Shofar, that would be the first part. Then I'm going to discuss what is the Chiyuv Midaraita of Tikias Shofar, how many Tikias must you hear, which Tikias must you hear. If you have time, I'd like to discuss various Briska Chumras in Tikias Shofar. Okay. The mitzvah say in the Torah to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It said in the Pasuk, Shabbosah Zichra in Trua, another Pasuk it says, Yoim Trua Yilachem. There's two sources in the Torah that the chiyuv to hear midaraisa tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We'll see later what that means, what you have to hear. It's mitzvah seisha zman grama, which means therefore ladies are potter make our din from hearing the shofar. Chavapaskin isha p'tura mishum da mitzvah seisha zman grama. Therefore, a lady doesn't have to really listen to shofar. The minig is they do to be mekayem mitzvah in b'oifen she any mitzvah voice. The Gabi Lulav, there's a Mishnah and Sukkah, and the Mechaber brings it down in Tof Reish Nun Beis Siv Beis. It says over there. Osur le'echol koidim she'etlenu. One's not allowed to eat anything before one shakes Lulav on the first day, at least in Israel, and perhaps on the second day as well. Chutzaras was a mitzvah deraisa to do. One is not allowed to eat before one is mekayim that mitzvah. Who are then other mitzvahs brought down? Shofar, Megillah. One doesn't eat before one does those mitzvahs. The reason is brings the Chafa Chaim and the Levush. The reason why we don't eat before Tikias Shofar and all our mitzvahs is because Shema Yishkach. You might have such a geshmak suda, you might end up eating so much that the time will pass by, you'll forget to mekayim that mitzvah, and therefore. So that should not happen, and you shouldn't end up eating through the time of the mitzvah. One is not allowed to eat before. The post committee bring down that even if ladies want to be machmir and listen to the shofar like our ladies do, the inyan of not eating before is probably not said about them because there's no real mitzvah. Therefore, if they would end up forgetting to hear shofar, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And therefore, all that we're saying below is going to be about men, not about ladies. Kshutoi, it says, Osel le'echol koim she'etlenu, you can't eat before Lulav, and who are then, you can't eat before Shofar. Blanket statement in the Mechaber. However, says Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Zayin, Osel le'echol, uti'ima ba'alma medina shori. However, tasting something by itself, just tasting, is permitted. Mikol makoim, ein lehokol bezeh, im loy le'tzorech godl. You should only be mekel if there's a tzorech gadol. If there's a big need to eat before Tikias Shofar, then you could. Otherwise, you should try not to. Okay. So we see here that already there's a tzorech gadol, one's allowed to eat before Tikias Shofar. Many of our shuls, they start davening at 8 in the morning, they finish at 2 in the afternoon, and therefore, many people, if they don't eat, will end up being shvach and unable to daven properly and have the right kavanas, and therefore, that would presumably be a tzorech gadol, which would permit one to eat. We get there. Now, it's Rosh Hashanah, the Chiyuv of Kiddush, and therefore, were one to want to eat before the Tikias Shofar, one would have to make Kiddush first, like in every Shabbos and Yom Tov, one's not allowed to eat without Kiddush. Now, I don't know if anyone here does Reb Chunuz. I believe Reb Chunuz, they don't make Kiddush. Only Rosh Hashanah. Normally you do, yeah. Now, the question is why? What's going on here? Every Yom Tov Chiyuv. On this, there's a Masorah, which I saw brought down from Shinova Rav B'Shem, the first Belzer Rebbe, Marash B'Belz. And the Belzer Rebbe learnt that Shofar is a chelik of Shachris. And therefore, the Chiyuv Kiddush only comes about after Shachris. Therefore, this people who follow the Masorah are of the opinion that since there's yet to be Chal, a Chiyuv Kiddush, on the Tzibur yet, because only once you finish Shachris does that Chiyuv begin, therefore one will be allowed to eat without Kiddush, because there's no Chiyuv Kiddush yet. And now again, you can't eat for Shachris, Tamazoy can't eat for Shachris. That you don't have a problem because you've already done with Shachris. Now, the problem of eating before the mitzvah, that's a separate problem, which you have to only eat the tzoyach or something. But after Kiddush, everybody, they are the opinion that there's no chi of Kiddush, because it's still a chelik of shachris, and therefore there's no yet chalach. However, the Matzah Ephraim brings mefurish that you should make Kiddush before you eat, and that is the most ongenuman minig amongst Klal Yisrael.
He brings it dafka on
to your shulchan? Now, the Aruch Shulchan does bring down that there's no, all this speaking about eating, but drinking, there's no problem of drinking before a mitzvah. And therefore, even if you wouldn't be the Torah Gadol, there's still, if you're Aruch Shulchan, you're allowed to lechatchila drink before Tkiyah Shofar, because that's not included in the Shema Yishkach, and no one really partakes in drinks for so long that they might end up forgetting. Now we're going to go to Mr. Ebert's horror. So right now, it will come out, let's say you're a very strong person who feels they don't need to eat, they can go the whole day without eating, it won't be a problem. It will be lechatchila to not eat and not make Kiddush, and therefore you'll be mekayim, the mechaber of osa le'echa before you do a mitzvah, and even though we make a tzorech gadol, you have no tzorech, will be permitted. However, there is a mechaber of Shabbos. In Reish Pei Ches Aleph. Says there the mechaber. Also, lis anois b'Shabbos ad sheish shois. You're not, it's also to fast on Shabbos until 6 hours into the day. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah there says, Refize, hashliach tzibur shemenagen. You have some cousins who like the sound of their own voice, and therefore they sing very much. And therefore, on a regular Shabbos, ein yotzin b'it knesset ala hashesh, it's not allowed to be done. When a kol shekein b'yomtiv, and kol shekein b'yomtiv you can't, and that's more of a risk, there's more things to sing. Mavad b'rosh hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, there is a tzad that one is allowed to fast. That's what he brings from the Bach. Not only the Bach, also Ramah in Tovkuf Pei Dalad Aleph. It's like, in passing, the Ramah mentions that Rosh Hashanah, perhaps one would be allowed to fast. The Ma says, Tav Kuf Pei Dalet Aleph. Ain't Omer Halal Roshanim. One second. Omarichin Bepiyutim V'Tfilis Ad Chatzos. He says in passing, the meaning is, one lengthens his davening and his tfilis until Chatzos. Which sounds like that there's no need to eat, that you're allowed to daven for Chatzos without a problem of fasting. The reason why Rosh Hashanah should be different than anything else, the one everyone brings, because Rosh Hashanah, the Sifri Chaim, are open, therefore the Issa of fasting goes away, and we let you daven, because one wants to daven to try and get written in the right book, and therefore one will be allowed to fast. However, the Vilna Gaon put down in Maaser Rav was very makbid not to fast even on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore there is an inyan, even though Meikar Din is permitted to fast, there is an inyan not to fast even until Chatzos on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if you're davening nates, and you will end up finishing davening before Chatzos, then there's taka, an inyan, if you're able to not to fast, not to eat, and to only make Kiddush after Musaf, and you'll still end up making Kiddush before Chatzos, then you're good to go. However, other places, most places in town, they daven on regular time, not nates. They end up finishing afterwards. Therefore, there's inyan perhaps to dafka make sure you do eat before Chatzos, not to be over the Issa fasting Rosh Hashanah. Rikvi Eger, he wrote down a letter to his killer once. They had some epidemic there that everyone was dying. And he wrote a whole letter what to do for Rosh Hashanah, how to try and get rid of the epidemic. And there he said that everyone should try not to make Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar, but rather to listen to the first 30 blasts and then to make Kiddush before Musaf. Because we'll see soon, you're already Mekayim, your Ikka Chiyav of Tkiyah Shofar by the first 30 blasts. Then you didn't eat before Tkiyah Shofar, and now because you don't want to fast, well, after Chatzos, then you should make Kiddush. We'll see. So that is, we'll get this. The Ikachir will only be 30 blasts, and afterwards only a minig. It's not even the Chazon says Taki Kana Masik even before the last 10 blasts. It's only to Mekayim, Sisra's mother who cried 100 times. But Meikar Din one perhaps could the Torah because the Ikachir derives only is maximum 30 blasts, so maybe even less. Now, we said, how much can you eat? Te'ima ba'alma is allowed. They had to just be toilet. Now, I've been to many Kiddush in Rosh Hashanah, and I never saw people being makbid to only do a te'ima ba'alma. Now, what's called te'ima ba'alma? It's brought down past the shear of a beitza, which is a small amount, and even cake brought down to Ima would be the share of one beit. Now the share of washing on cake, this might be chiddush some, but if one eats 3 to 4 beitzim of cake, one would have to wash. Because it's a pasuk of Kisnim, it's not today's share, but I weighed out 7 average size Indig's rogalach. If we used to eat 7 rogalach, we might have to wash our beitzim before that. But akapana, even much less than 7 Indig's rogalach, even much less could be, is already more than the share of te'ima. So the question is, why is it in all our shuls, everyone goes and eats like they're fill? The chayra is a problem that only te'ima is about. I never saw anyone be medaktik. I mean, I saw people not eating b'chlal. But all those who ate, I never saw them being careful just to eat a very little bit. Why is that? Let's say I found the Shmir Shalot being down from Shmir Zalman. And the whole problem is, Shema Yimshach, maybe you'll be so involved in your eating, you'll forget to go to shofar. So you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom HaDin, and you're before the Kiyush Shofar, you're in a shul with the whole Sibyl, and you're all waiting to blow Shofar together, there's much less of a chashash that you'll end up having a party all the way through the whole day and not blow, because the Mitzvah is the chashash is not there, and therefore Rav Zalman says one will be permitted to eat more than the regular amount. My great-grandfather of Dunna from Zavid Hill was, until the end of his life, was always makpid. He was also the Baal Musaf. He was makpid not to eat before the Kiyush Shofar until after Musaf. And there was a problem of not fasting. He drank a cup of water before Shachris, and with that felt to Mekayim the not fasting, and that's what he should do until. Now I'm get involved a bit in what the Chiyuv Kiyuv Shofar is. So now we've made Kiddush, we haven't made Kiddush, now we're ready to get involved in the Shofar. How many Tkiyas are we Mechoyev to hear Midoy Raisa on Rosh Hashanah? I'd like to take a vote. How many Tkiyas do we have to hear? How many?
Multiple choice.
Possibly 10.
1, 3, 10, 30, or 100?
10 is probably
30. Okay. Now, okay, let's go. The two psukim we mentioned about Rosh Hashanah.
Remember what everybody said.
Yeah. We'll get a piece of cake after that's right. The two psukim in Rosh Hashanah in the Torah that says the word trua, do you have to blow a shofar for Rosh Hashanah? Two psukim. There's another pasuk about yovel that says the word trua. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lam Gimel, learns out a hekesh between the two, and therefore it says both by Yom Kippur of Yovel and on every Rosh Hashanah, there's a chiyuv midaraisa to hear 3 teruas. The ik chiyuv midaraisa is to hear 3 teruas. On that, says the Gemara, so whoever said 3 is already a little bit right. On that, says the Gemara, that there's a thing that there's no such thing as a trua by itself. A trua means a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. Therefore, if you want to be mekayim, the chiyuv deraisa of hearing 3 truas, you would have to hear a tkiya, trua, tkiya 3 times, which will bring you up to a minimum of 9 shofar blasts. Now, the Gemara brings down that we're uncertain what a trua is. Yeah? Nowadays, when we say the word trua, we mean the 9 short blasts. However, when the word trua is said, doesn't dafka mean that? And we're unsure what it means. Either it means a shvarim, which is 3 longer-ish blasts, or it means a trua, which is 9 shorter blasts, or it means a shvarim trua, which means first the shvarim and then the trua together. Now, really, if you want to be mekayim listening to 3 truas, if you would blow Tashrat, which as explained in the lingo, Tashrat means Tkiya, Shvam Trua, Tkiya. Yeah, Tarat is Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, and Tashat is Tkiya, Shvam Trua. So really, if you blow 3 times Tashrat, which means a Tkiya, a Shvam Trua, and Tkiya, you'll be Mekayim, Mimonoshech, Yochir Bidraisa. If you're Yochir to hear 3 Truas and with Tkiya before and after, in every Tashrat, every Shvam Trua, there's a Trua, and if I'm Mekayim that. If you're Yochir with Shvarim, I heard 3 shvarim as well. And the chiv is both, I've heard both. So really, in Ikadin, you could get away with just hearing these 12 blasts. However, that's not true, the one says, because you have to have nothing interacting between your tkiya and your trua. And therefore, if the mitzvah is only to hear a tkiya, trua, tkiya, the fact you have a shvarim in there would mess it up and take away a bia hafsik, and you would lose your mitzvah. Therefore, that won't be good enough. Now, so basically, therefore, we are going to hear 30 blows. We're going to hear 3 times Tkiya Shvam Tkiya, 3 times Tkiya Shvam Tkiya, 3 times Tkiya Shvam Tkiya, and therefore with that, 12, 9, 9, with that, we'll be Manushach, be Makayim, the 3 truas with Tkiya before. Now, there's a very solid machlokas between the Rambam and Rav Chaim Goyim into what is the suffix of the Gemara. What does it mean, the Gemara, we're not sure what a tshuva is. The Rambam learns, Azoi Kipshutoi brings the Mechaber. I'll read that Lashon. It says, Tshuazu, Hamura B'Torah, Nistapek Lon, we are uncertain, Imhi Hayalola, on Kerem Tshuva, if it's the very short tshuva that we call, Oi Imhi Mashon Kerem Shvar, Oi Him Shneim. We have a suffix. There is one thing that the Torah meant, and we are uncertain as to what that thing is. The fichach, the lots of the suffix, sorek lekoya tashrat shalish pamim, v'tashat shalish pamim, v'tarat shalish pamim. Clearly says Rambam and the Mechaber that it's a suffix. It's a real doubt. We do not know the real answer, and therefore to get rid of every doubt, we can the mitzvah in the most lechatchila way, we blow all of it. Rav Chaim Goyim disagrees. Rav Chaim Goyim just says that really both of everything is good. Yeah, all kinds of shvar is good. The trua is good. The shvarim is good. The shvarim trua is good. Everything is a kiyum of trua in the Torah. However, he says, what's a chiyum? Chiyum is to blow a sound that resembles crying. He says, in one country they used to cry like this. In one country like this. And therefore, the meaning became that in country A, they blew shvarims to resemble their crying. In country B, they blew truas to do their crying. Country C, they blew shvarim truas to do their crying. But really, all of them are kosher me'ikra hadin. So why do we blow all of them? He says, because otherwise, someone comes from England, and in England they only blow shvarims. I'll come to Israel, and there they're blowing truas. And they'll say, nah, you guys have missed the boat. You have no idea what you're doing. I know my Rav only blows shvarims, and you guys are the Mekayim Hilchus Tkiyah Shofar Kedas V'Kedin. And therefore, he says that it shouldn't look like there's two Torahs going on. It shouldn't be confusion. The minig is we blow all types of blasts. However, says Rav Chaim Goyim, every single blast would be enough. Every type of trua, i.e. shvarim or trua or shvarim trua, is good enough to Mekayim your Chiv. Now, what enough means? Kufshuta, the very, very base nafkaminim. Nafkaminim would be, if someone only blew, let's say, 10 blasts or 9 blasts, the Fila Rambam, he would have a sofik, was he Makai in the mitzvah or not? Because he only blew, let's say, Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya 3 times. Fila Rambam, there's a 1 in 3 chance he Makai in the mitzvah. Masha, Enkif, Yifai Goin, he was Makai in the mitzvah, Doraisa, of blowing Shofar. He wasn't Makai in the main Rabbanon of blowing every type of blow to make Klal Yisrael with Achdus.
Shvarim together is one
kia. Shvarim trua. What do you mean?
Shvarim trua together.
It's called a trua. It's a potential. Kiyo? It's a potential understanding in the word trua.
Yeah. Is it counted as one kia?
No, it's counted as one tashrat is four in the scheme of things. When you blow 100, it's counting a kia shvarim trua kia is four. Not enough kumina will be. You'll see later. What about you have someone? You know, a one trick pony. An excellent Baal Tekeah, he can only blow truas. He's never learned to blow shvarims. Yeah, shvarim. Well, I don't know if we'll get to this time, but there's different shits what shvarim is. Is it two, 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 or is it two, 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 two? It's a different machol. He never mastered the art of blowing shvarim. He can only blow trua. Can his shul make a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar or not? If they're only going to hear truas, or they're going to hear, and not going to hear any shvarims. The Fila Rambam, they probably could not. Because they should. But I think someone only do some hospital by himself. Okay, these are all ideal answers, right? In an unideal world. The Fila Rambam, you probably could not make a bracha because it's a suffix whether you're in kindness or not. Masha Enke, if you're high going, you could make a bracha because whatever you're doing is good. Every single potential option of Trua is Makai and the Chi of Trua Minato. Now, all this is very nice. But the Mishnah Brura.
Sorry, Rav Chaim Goyim says the
Tekiyah
as well.
No, it's a Trua. The Tekiyah is a blanket Tekiyah. What is a Trua? Rav Chaim Goyim says everything is a Trua. The Shvarim, the Trua, and the Trua. Yeah, it's all Shvarim, everything is a Trua. Now, problem is that the Mishnah Brura, this is a real problem. If everyone remembers this shir to discuss with anyone Choshev they meet, or Shana, I'm asking now a very strong question on Mishnah Brura, which really needs a good answer. The Halacha in the Mechaber in Tovkov Pevav Hei. Says Hamudr Hana Meshofar, someone who makes a neder that they are asering Hana on themselves from this shofar. They will never have any benefit from the shofar. By the way, in Gates Yeshiva, wherever they're in the Dorim, often many shaylos arose of Hilchos Nedarim. You know, people learning the sugya, oh, I utter all my food on you, my roommate. And then they go, no one knew what to do now, to be mataneda or not, and what can he do? And they always ask the old Gates of Rav what to do. And Gates of Rav had a klal. He doesn't answer Nedarim shaylos when yeshiva learning Nedarim. Otherwise, all day long, people are making neidah. Inshallah, therefore, that was his way. Now, hamudah hanah mishofar. Someone makes a hanah, makes a neidah, not hanah from shofar. Adam achar tekeh aboy. Someone else can blow for him, and with that, he'll be yotzi de his chiyuv. Explains the Mishnah, what's going on. Rav Salem. Achal gav de'ein yochol lafkiya atzmai mitzvah shofar b'shon neidah zeh. He said, be'etzem, there's a halacha called Idah Din, that mitzvahs lav lahonos nitli, which means that when someone does a mitzvah or something, it's not considered that he received a physical, tangible hana from this thing. Because even though in Shemayim he got immeasurable rewards, but a physical hana he didn't get. And therefore, if I make a neidah, not hana, from a lulav, I could shake it on Yom Tov, because I didn't have any hana, I had no physical benefit. I didn't eat it, I didn't smell it, or they were shaking it, and the mitzvah is not called a hana. So why over here can I not blow the shofar for myself? Now, the Gemara Rashan of Chochet Mavur, that the whole klal of mitzvah only is, if there is no physical benefit, only a spiritual benefit, that is not called hana. However, what would be if I get both? Let's say, if I ask hana, they're talking about on a cold spring. I say, I'm going to make sure not to have any hana from this cold spring, and it's in the summer, and I'm boiling hot. And I want to go and be tovel, I want to use it as a mitzvah. Would you say mitzvahs lav l'honos nitnu or not? Says the Gemara, no. Because even though the fact that you're Makai and the mitzvah is not hana, but the maisa, now you're cool. Now you gained tangibly from using this spring, and therefore that would not be allowed. Therefore, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that, so if I make a neidah on the shofar, I'm not going to get hanah from shofar. Someone else can blow it for me, no problem. Why? Because the only benefit I'm getting is that I'm kind of mitzvah shofar. That's not called the halachic benefit that I asked myself from, and therefore it's going to be okay.
Why not take
it
from the spring,
sorry? In the spring, I get a tangible mitzvah. I become cool. I was sweating, and now I'm no longer sweating. That is a physical benefit.
What did you mean when you said you don't get benefit from the shofar?
So what was it? However, very good question. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I cannot blow it for myself. Why not? We said, I don't know if you know any Baal Tekeh, but when a Baal Tekeh blows the shofar, he gets immense satisfaction from blowing the shofar. Therefore, said the Mishnah Berurah, that satisfaction that you get, it's not a spiritual satisfaction, it's a mitzvah. So you like, someone enjoys playing the piano, someone can enjoy blowing the shofar. Therefore, that satisfaction would be awesome, and therefore, you can't blow for yourself. Then he goes on to say, "Umekal makoyim kosu achroinim." The b'shar satchak she'ein loy acher. When there's no one else there to blow for you, then you can be makel. Then you can blow. However, because it's a machlokes, what should you do? Ein loy litkoya ki im asara koylois dahainu tashrat tashat tarat she'heim meikar hadin. Says the Mishnah, you should only blow 10 koylos. Because those are the minimum you need, me'ikur hadin. Now, the question is, we just said before, that the Rambam paskens, we don't know what a trua is. Therefore, if we are going in the world of the Rambam, that we don't know what a trua is, if you're blowing this, then what happens? You've got one shvarim, one trua. What happens if you only got one trua, alibed emes? We're not sure which trua you have. But you memonoshuk are not being Makayim, the mitzvah of shofar. The fear of high going, who learn everything is good, a master of Mishnah Berurah. Taka, you've blown three truas. One was a shvarim, one was a trua, one was a trua. It's all good. But the fear of the Rambam, which Machaber Paskin, like before we said, the choyer, the fear that the Mishnah Berurah is coming out, that it's choylik on the Rambam. Because the Mishnah Berurah is coming out that you could just blow 10, a minimum of 10, and that'll be enough. And we learned in the Rambam's world, you have to blow 30. That is question number one. Now, I saw Chaim Kineski being down in Shani Halachas, and also the Chavah Chaim, that perhaps you have to be Magia on this Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't mean 10 koilas, he means 30 koilas, three times, tashat, tarat, tashat. But that's very not mashma in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go on, there's another Halachas, another Mishnah Berurah, which is so this. Mishnah Berurah says, in Simon Tofresh, again, this is not something we hope will ever happen nowadays. Kol Shashol Chalera Cheres Lahavi Lahem Shofar. A town that has no shofar in the whole town. They sent a messenger to another town to get one. And Rosh Hashanah that year was on Thursday and Friday. And when he came on Friday afternoon, finally, with the shofar, they already made early Shabbos. So now it's ready Shabbos, and they can't blow the shofar. He says, really try and find a guy who has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos. Then that'll be ideal. But if you can't find someone, you're allowed to be Mekel, but you should only blow Tarat, v'lo yosa. Again, blow 10 koilas, no more, because that's the minimum you need. Now we just asked a question, it's not true. See the Rambam, the minimum you need is not 10, it should be 30. Because if you blow Tashrat, the Fidei Rambam, you only have one Truah in there, not three Truahs, and you won't be Mekayim, you're Iker Chiyuv. So we see from here that Mishnah Berurah seemingly is Chayuk on the Mechaber, and he passed the night with Hai Goin, which is really a little bit schwer, because Mishnah Berurah is not supposed to do that, but if that would be the case, that I could stomach perhaps. However, there's one more Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Tavkuf Tzadik Gimel. The Mechaber Tavkuf Tzadik Gimel base brings down. That the Shvarim and the Truah are not ma'akev each other. The aforementioned case when the guy only knows how to blow Truahs or Tekiahs or Shvarim, he doesn't know the other one, he just blows what he knows to do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, again, you're only blowing Shvarim, no Truah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? From the Deraisa, Bechad Lasagi. Elo, Lo Yodin Ezehu. Lachin, Ya'ase Ha'echad She'odeh. You just do what you can do. Now again, if you don't have high going that everything's good, I would now finish off and say, the Paskinuk of High Goin, that everything's good. If you learn the Rambam, you can't do this because it won't be good Bechlal, because maybe you're not Mekayim. He just says, Shema Yechavim HaEmes. Maybe, if you're blowing Shvarim, maybe you lucked out and a Truah is a Shvarim. Seemingly, here, the Mishnah Berurah passed out the Rambam, and it gets even more mafurish. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Bir Halacha, what should you do if you've got a guy who only blows Shvarim, no Truahs? Should you make a Bracha or not? Now, let's just recap. We said the Fi, the Rambam, there's no way you can make a bracha, because maybe you weren't Mekayim in Mitzvah Tekiah Shofar if you're not blowing Truahs, because maybe you need to have a Truah. And we said the Fi of High Goin, you could blow, because everything is good. We said that Mechal Pasa the Rambam, that you need to have 30, and therefore you could make a bracha in this case. And we said that Mishnah Berurah, in two places, said the minimum you need is 10, not 30, was clearly paskening like Rav High Goin, not like the Rambam. However, in the Bir Halacha here, he says, or Poshut, a guy is only blowing shvarim, no truah. Da bracha al hatkia ein rishai levarich ad sheyuchal et koya kol astar. You could not make a bracha, seemingly, because it's passed by the Rambam, they need to have all of them. The Chayra, this is a very shvera, Mishnah Berurah. I do not have a good answer. I saw Shreva Zalman ask the question. Chayra, Mishnah Berurah is tancing at Beit HaChasnut. Either passed by the Rambam, all over high going, but each way is going to be shver. I'd just like to end off one thing to ponder. You have to say, someone think about what is the mitzvah Tekiah Shofar? I'll leave you with a question. Is the mitzvah the Shemiyah or is it the Tekiah? Is it just enough to listen or must you blow as well? Kufshuta, the mitzvah is the listening. We say the Shemiyah Kol Shofar. But then you're going to run into problems. Halacha is that cotton can't blow Shofar. And a lady blow Shofar for you is no good. And if someone blows, have in mind Reuven and Shimon listens, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. So we see that it's a bit more complicated than that. It's not only the Shemiyah that's the mitzvah, it could be the Tekiah as well. And it's a big Shmuel Nachroinim, and I'll leave you on this note. Everyone should be benched for the Chesir of Chesir Matoiva and a good Gemensh to you.